Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word, and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jessica, I don't have a date to the centennial celebration. What am I going to do?
Whatever will you do? You don't have any next door neighbors?
No.
Shade to all your neighbors right now.
I'm thinking about my neighbors. So we are on the building has 5 apartments. There's a couple upstairs he's very nice. I don't think he's hot, but he's very nice. Mm-hmm. There was this one time where he lost his cat. They lost their cat.
Oh.
But we found a cat, we thought it was another cat, and we were trying to catch that cat because we wanted the reward. So we tried to feed it pork, but long story short, it was his cat. And then there's a weird guy next door, and then he's not hot, and he has a girlfriend, but he's definitely not hot. And then downstairs, there's this new girl. The old person moved out. The old girl moved out. She tried to help us with the cat, but then I think she moved out because I think we have too much loud sex. And then the guy that's downstairs on the left, that's a couple. He's kind of hot.
Who would have expected the first minute and a half of this podcast to be dedicated to assessing Sarah's neighbors? We're covering Drive Me Crazy, and of course we're not alone, thankfully, because I have someone else I can talk to that's not going to talk about the loud sex that they're having. Lindy is here. Lindy, hi, how are you?
You know, wasn't expecting that from Sarah, but I'm just going to breeze past that and say, I'm feeling divine. I am happy to be here.
Mm. Yes. I'm really excited to cover this movie. Sarah, this is a movie it's always been like on our list to cover. And it was honestly a large portion of us not covering it for so long was like not being able to get access to it.
Yeah, it was inaccessible. Nowhere to be found. But now it seems to be everywhere. So,
I think it's because I feel like Melissa Joan Hart has had like a little bit of a resurgence. Like I feel like she's been popping around lately, and so maybe that's why. I don't know. Like I feel like I've seen her on TikTok, and like I don't know. She's just around.
She's TikToking?
I think so. I think that's where I've seen her. But. We're covering the 1999 teen rom-com Drive Me Crazy. And this is one of those movies that for me was always in my rotation. Anytime it was on TV, I was watching it. It was one of the movies that, like, okay, this is gonna be embarrassing. I don't care. Did you ever, like, when you were a tween, teen, in that time period, adolescent, whatever, pull from movies that you'd seen, like rom-coms especially teen rom-coms, and be like, maybe one day that will happen to me. Oh. Like, maybe one day this specific thing will happen to me.
What exactly were you hoping to happen to you?
So this is where it gets embarrassing. Yeah. So the thing that I really wanted to have happen to me that happens in this movie is when Dulcie, who we'll talk about that fucking name, when Dulcie, like, shoves Chase into, like, a coat closet, like a janitor closet in the school, and just starts making out with him, I was like, that could be me one day.
You want to make out? That's the part of this movie that you wanted.
I wanted to make out with someone in a coat closet at
school. I feel like this is an attainable goal.
Now, when I was in high school, no. I was not.
Okay. Does it have to be in high school? Can you?
Well, yeah. Now making out in a coat closet, I feel like.
Have you ever made out in a closet?
Have I ever made out in a closet? Gosh, I want to say yes, but, like, I can't think of an example.
You want to say yes. Example.
I do want to say yes.
Lindy, have you ever made out in a closet?
I don't think so. I wasn't cool enough to be. I feel like people maybe they did that at parties in high school. I wasn't cool enough for that. So I don't think I've ever done that.
Okay. You two have significant others. You can make out in a closet right now.
But now, yeah, but like,
now we don't need to.
Yeah. Now I can just make out in the privacy of my own house.
Make out in a closet with me? We'll see.
What did he say? He would do it. I mean, no. Okay. Look, our significant others wouldn't say no to that.
No. No, but they'd say, like, why would I, though? Yeah, like, I can just make out in the comfort of my house.
I'll see you later in the closet.
Right, in the living room. Like,
yeah, exactly. Why do I need to go into a closet to do it, you know?
He said yes.
Great.
Of course.
I'm so happy for you.
They would all say yes. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
But why?
But exactly. But this is one of those formative movies for me. I loved this movie. Obviously, I was, like, a huge fan of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, so it had Melissa Joan Hart. And oh my gosh, did I think Adrian Grenier, I don't know how to say his last name, I thought he was the fucking bee's ass knees. His hair. This, Lindy, I might be able to credit this film for my obsession with curly hair. Like, this may be where it started.
I love that for you. Okay, I hadn't seen this film until this week, but I agree with you. This man is extremely cute, so I'm all in. I get it.
Yeah, he's a cutie patootie. I like him as well, and I don't really think that I've watched him in anything else besides The Devil Wears Prada, where he was the worst boyfriend in history.
Oh, so you never entouraged, right?
No, I haven't entouraged, but
nor should you now.
No,
it doesn't age well. At the time, I remember loving Entourage, but it does not age. Like, we're talking, like, misogyny up the wazoo. So, like, certainly not something.
Was he part of the problem?
Certainly. But he's also, like, the character he plays in Entourage, he's a actor. Like, he's a struggling actor who's trying to make it big.
Yeah, aren't we all?
Sure. Yeah. But I also love the premise of this movie. This feels it feels like one of the tropiest, like, rom-com, teen rom-coms you could have, because we have next door neighbors, used to be BFFs, no longer friends, falling in love. We have the, like, we're going to fake date, but then actually fall in love trope. You know, like, there's a lot of those things happening. And yet I find this movie so endearing and so charming, Sarah.
This movie is the definition of low stakes. Like, they they work so hard to do absolutely nothing. This is the first time I've seen this movie. I don't know how, because
I don't know how either.
Yeah, I definitely remember the cover in the video store, but for whatever reason it didn't grab at me. Mm-hmm. And it's strange because, like, I was a big Clarissa Explains It All fan, and I was a big Sabrina the Teenage Witch fan, so I was definitely absorbing as much Melissa Joan Hart content as I could possibly do, but I don't know why I didn't watch this movie. And you're right, like, it's a ton of like there's a lot of tropes, like a lot of teen rom-com tropes, but I said, so this movie is reminiscent of like a She's All That,
yes,
and of a is
Can't like Buy a, Me Love.
Sure, like it's a little bit like 13 going on 30 minus the whole turning 30 thing, where it's just like cool girl, dorky guy, or dorky guy.
No, he's more of like a freak, like from Freaks and Geeks. Like he's like a stoner guy.
He's a rebel.
He's a rebel. But the thing is that the only reason why they're pretending to date each other is because their respective love interests aren't interested in them anymore and they want to make them jealous, right? Yeah.
That's a great reason. That's the whole reason.
Then what more reason do you need?
Reason. I mean, mm-hmm. Get somebody that you actually like. And this whole thing is surrounded around this centennial celebration gala, which is like, you know, it's 1999. Everything is mm-hmm. centennial themed or 2000. It's a big deal. So they have to get the, why can't they just get actual dates?
Because it just like they each have. First of all, I think they have the history of, right? Like, they used to be best friends, so they can trust each other. So you're not just, like, pulling in a rando. And they, like, have similar interests in terms of we both want to make other people jealous, so this works out for us. They're comfortable around each other. Like, Lindy, this makes complete sense to me.
Yeah, well, I think the reason that they can't just – there or they won't just ask other people is that for Chase – he isn't interested in this event. Like, he wouldn't go if it weren't for Nicole. Mm-hmm. And Nicole, for her, there's a whole process. You have to go through the process to get a date. Like, mm-hmm. she was interested in Brad. And then Brad asked his friend to ask her friend if she would say yes if he asked. Like, there's a whole thing. And she didn't have time to start over mm-hmm. with a random person.
Well, I mean, if she spent less time fake dating Chase, then I think that she would have time.
But then she actually liked Chase. That's the thing.
I would fake date Chase in high school. Like, he's so
I would
cute.
Fake date, real date, anything. Anything you want, Chase. I'm there.
I know. And it was definitely like a She's All That situation, because all he had to do was like take away his ragtag hobo clothes. And he's like instantly.
And he straightened
hot.
His hair. Like and his hair was hair. Straightened, which looked
which
ridiculous.
Was, and he wore a jacket.
Oh yeah, he wore pants. One jacket, and all of a sudden he's super different.
But the thing is I really like how they build out the cast in this, right? Like we have Nicole, who's very much like she's popular, she's successful, you know, she's like she has everything planned out. And then we have Chase, who's like kind of in with the freaks, right? Like he's a little bit of a rebel. Like they set off the sprinklers with paint in them. So he's hanging out with his friends. And then in Nicole's circle, we have Alicia, who's a straight up stone cold bitch. Like
she's
this
awful.
Girl,
she is not a good friend. And once again, all for what? Like what was her... What
she's
was her
jealous
baggage?
Of Nicole. And so she wanted what Nicole wanted, which was Brad. And then when Nicole wanted Chase, so did she. And so we get Alicia being the worst. Like, I don't know. I feel like she just, when she goes to kiss Chase at the party, I was just like, girl, like, I don't think she has many other friends, Lindy. So, like, you just lost your pretty much your only friend.
Oh, of course she doesn't have other friends with all this manipulating she's doing and troublemaking. She just wants, like Jess said, yeah, she wants what Nicole wants. But also I think she just loves to cause drama.
Ugh, I think so too. Yes. Yeah. And then we get Chase's group of friends. We have designated Dave, who is kind of like, he's just the guy who like wants to be popular and he's so, so nice, but he gets like steamrolled constantly. Like he gets taken advantage of and treated like garbage Sarah, to me, I was like, oh, Dave is so sweet. Like he's the guy who he drives the car for like the designated driver program, where if you're drunk at a party, he'll go pick you up and bring you home. Yeah. He saved countless lives, Dave.
He's a nice guy. He's a very nice guy. I do like that Dave got his time to shine at the end. He's the one that got to go to the dance with
Judy.
With Divine.
Divine.
Yes. Judy. Yeah.
Yeah. Divine. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm glad that he got his happy ending because he is really just doing the work, you know? Mm-hmm. He's saving lives. He's driving around, giving people he's not the friend that got like pissy with Chase.
No, either. That's Ray. Ray's
the worst.
Ray is someone who, yeah, he doesn't like it when his friends, I think what Ray is feeling is like betrayal and abandonment. And so he like immediately lashes out and is like, oh, you're just some cool guy now, Chase. Like, come on, be a rebel without a cause like me.
I mean, on the one hand, you can see that it would hurt him that his friend just all of a sudden abandons him for the popular crowd. That's not a good feeling. I get mm-hmm. that. But on the other hand, like, he's the one who like put together that video that played on the morning announcements or whatever. Yes. And it's like, that was a little much, guy. Okay. Like,
But also like he barely showed anything that was like, it was kind of bad, but like not enough to be god awful. I don't know. But also, I don't know. Ray's a loser. He is.
I liked the ending, though, where, like, Nicole's at the dance with Ray because he had, like, offered to take her because he seemed to have an interest in her. Like, I thought that whole part was very cute.
I guess.
He seems okay. But we need to talk about Dulcie. One, because her name is Dulcie.
Which also takes me so out of it. But in the movie's defense, that is what the book character's name is. Because this is based off of a book.
Yeah. How I Created My Perfect Prom Date by Todd Strasser.
It's so funny. I never read it. I looked that up because the credit said, like, based on a book. And a bunch of the, like, reviews on the internet of the book were like, the movie's better.
Really? On Amazon, it has a 4.8.
Well, it's not that it has terrible ratings, but some of the commenters were like, I love Driving Crazy, so I read this book, and it was not what I wanted it to be.
Yeah. Nicole wants to stop global warming or find a cure for cancer, but all that can wait until after Brad invites her to the prom. When Brad invites Dolce instead, Nicole recruits Grunge King Chase, her next door neighbor. King. That's what it says. Her next door neighbor and sandbox partner. She does a complete image makeover on him, transforming him into a stud muffin, and he gets his taste of the P word popularity.
Ooh, okay. Stop it! They did not write that.
The P word popularity. The P word dash dash popularity.
Obviously, the P word everyone was thinking.
What a dirty dog, Todd Strasser.
He didn't write that description. Okay.
I'm saying it's there.
Good God.
It's there.
Either way, Dulcie is a ridiculous name. She's played by Ali Larter, who, for my money, is one of the more famous people on this cast, I would say. Like, obviously, you know, we've seen her in a lot of stuff. Varsity Blues, I'm thinking she was in Heroes for a minute, Legally Blonde. Like, she's just been everywhere, I think.
Yeah.
I think the thing about this movie that, like, ages almost the worst is how villainized Dulcie is. When Lindy, this girl is a rights activist. She's an animal rights activist. She just wants all the bunnies to not have to be, like, lipstick put on them, you know?
Do you think she was villainized?
I think she was villainized in that we are supposed to be rooting for Chase and Nicole to be together. And, like, at one point, Nicole is like, Dulcie, haven't you ever thought about why Chase doesn't want to go to these animal rights protests? It's because his mom died of cancer. And you know how they cure cancer? Animal testing.
I didn't like that from Nicole.
Exactly.
I'll agree with that.
Siding with Nicole when she
are we?
Because
I was like, what are you doing right now?
The show wants us to be on Nicole and Chase's side, not Dulcie's side. But I love Dulcie. Like, low key, when I'm like, she has this super cool, edgy red hair.
I like the hair. Yeah.
I just love her. Cute. I love her so much. And yeah, she gets all mad at Chase because he won't go to like these protests that she wants to go to. So she finds this like college boyfriend to date instead. But then of course she's jealous as soon as Nicole and Chase are an item.
I think there's something to be said about having common interests. And if Dulce is an animal activist, PETA member, vegetarian, then like she shouldn't be dating somebody that has zero interest in those common goals. Mm-hmm. So you're right. Like, it's not really her fault, all of this. And of course, like, he's probably like the one that she let go, and maybe she thought that he would wait around for her and then change for her. Mm-hmm. And it's probably so upsetting to him, to her, that he did not.
Especially when he changes. Yeah, when he's he changes for Nicole, her,
but not for, yeah, that's
like
a
full
point.
Ass makeover, right? Like, he looks very preppy. Yeah. Not only that, but he's like hanging out with all of her friends, doing all the same activities she's doing. And Lindy, I like that he eventually does call her out for it and is like, wait a minute. This is supposed to be like a mutually beneficial arrangement, and we haven't done anything that I like to do. I've just been like your little dress up doll, basically.
Oh, with Nicole. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then she definitely reciprocates. That's when she makes out with him in front of Dulce.
Yes. I loved that moment where she just, and like, and this is like the best moment of any rom-com, is when you have the couple that's like faking being together, and then they kiss for the first time and they're so into it, and you're like, they have chemistry.
Yes. I love that moment. Yeah, me too. You're totally right. I love that moment in every situation.
It doesn't matter how many times it's done. It's never overdone for me. Never.
But I was hoping for more in this movie with that, because I was like, oh, this is it. Like, they're going to stare longingly at each other. And it didn't quite get there, because then he was like, oh, yeah, you're the queen of scams. Thanks. Bye.
I think the moment for that for me is like very similar to that, not a kiss moment, but like a vibes moment, Sarah. And one of my favorite moments of the entire film is when they're in the car, they're in the convertible, right? And they turn on the radio and it's "I'm gonna keep on loving you," and Nicole dances and tries to get Chase to like dance with her, and then we get like 20 different shots of the girl in the car next to them, like, oh my god, they're so cute, look at them together, like, they're so adorable. And that's when we know we're supposed to be like, they are so cute.
Jess, you're such a stan.
This is one of those movies, Sarah, that like, it just hits that nostalgia bone, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, totally,
that nostalgia bone. I love this movie.
I mean, it's cute. Like, yeah, like, they definitely have chemistry. I thought that they did. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and date. You don't have to fake date. Skip ahead a couple of things.
Well, they didn't know they wanted to date.
Oh, yeah. My God.
They had to realize it, but by they fake were, dating. That's what fake dating is.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that anybody actually fake dates?
I think this has probably happened once or twice. It's in so many movies. I mean, like, you have to imagine people saw those movies and were like, we could just do what they do in those movies and fake date.
And fake date.
Yeah. It always works out. You always end up with the person that you're fake dating. It always ends well.
I guess, all dating is fake at first.
Wait, what?
I don't know that that's true.
All dating is fake at first, because you have to kind of go in like with blind confidence that everything is going to work out. And then the first couple of dates, you know, you're like kind of playing house. So that's kind of like fake dating. And then you start dating. All dating is fake, or no dating is fake.
I'm not so sure about that.
It's so funny that podcasting is an audio medium, because Lindy and I's faces must have been the same during that entire statement of like, what in the fuck is she talking about? Like, what do you mean?
Okay, I'm just thinking that, like, how much dating is actually real? How many days does it take to become real dating?
What do you mean by real dating versus fake dating?
I really don't know.
Fake dating is what happened in this movie, where they agree to pretend that they're together.
Yeah.
For the benefit of getting with other people, and they're not interested in each other, but through the going through the motions, they fall for each other. Mm-hmm. Whereas real dating is you already want to be with that person.
Yes. I just think that nobody has time for fake dating in this day and age.
Well, this was 1999. I guess they had time.
Back then, there's so
much
time.
In that day and age, they had so much time. Yep. Yeah.
Pre-9/11, there was a lot of time to just fuck around.
Now there's no time. We have to get to the airport to take our shoes off.
Now there's no time. We got to take it seriously.
Hey, Sarah. I know you've been really into reading lately, and you've gotten me into it as well.
Yeah, well, you know what? Book of the Month made it really easy because Book of the Month offers just a few new selections every month, saving readers the hassle of figuring out what to read. One of the biggest deterrents for me is that, like, when I go to the library, there's like thousands and thousands of books, and I'm like, I don't even know what to pick.
Yeah, I'm with you. They focus on new and emerging authors, which means these are books that we probably wouldn't have found out about otherwise, which is super nice.
Yeah, and we also, I love having a really aesthetic bookshelf, and the books that we got, it was like beautiful, high quality hardcover books plus free shipping, which came really quickly.
Love free shipping. You and I both chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which is a thriller about a missing girl. And I really couldn't put it down. I think I read it in about a 48-hour time period. It had twists. It had turns. Kept me guessing the entire way through up until the very last page.
So tell me what you liked about the book then.
Yeah. It was really good, and I'm excited to dive into the other book that I have. But the great thing is, Sarah, is that listeners can sign up for Book of the Month to discover new emerging authors by going to bookofthemonth.com and using code PETALS for just $5.
Wow, what a deal. Check out Book of the Month Club for all of your reading needs.
Yeah, seriously. Every month you could get a new group of books that you just, you know, fall in love with. So go to bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS for just $5 and enjoy reading.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But the thing I love is Chase doesn't like lose who he is. Yes, he like realizes, wow, maybe some of these people aren't so bad, but I love the moment when they are like making fun of Dave and calling him like designated Dave. And he's like, it's not designated Dave. It's just Dave. Like, and he's a really nice guy and you're being a-holes. Like, I really like that moment. And especially because Lindy, Nicole tries to be like, what are you doing? Like, you're embarrassing me. And he's like, you're not this person. I remember. He remembers things like he has the mind of an elephant where he's just like, I remember you were the only one to give Dave a Valentine.
This was his Pacey moment. I remember everything.
Yes.
No.
Yes, he does. He remembers everything.
I remember that Valentine you gave my friend in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm. No one had to, and you were the only one who gave him one.
Okay, this is also not true, because everybody knows when you're in elementary school, you're given the class list, and you go and get your Scooby-Doo Valentines that you, like, break apart, and you put the lollipop in it, and everybody in the class gets one.
But they said that was the first year that they weren't required to give everyone a Valentine.
That's not true.
The 90s were a different beast, Sarah. The 90s were cruel, okay? Not like current day. The 90s were really a rough time if you didn't have friends.
Yeah,
poor Dave.
Poor Dave. Poor Dave. Okay.
And also, it's like, how are we making fun of somebody that literally drives your drunk ass home?
That's what Chase was saying. He was like, he saved half of their lives and they're making fun of him.
Yeah.
For what? All like because
they're douchebags.
He doesn't get to go to the party. I don't want to go to his stupid party anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Because they think they're better than him.
I do want to go to the lake party. That seems like a fun party.
That looked like so much fun. All I want is to just lay out on a tube with my friends on a lake.
Yeah, that seems like fun.
I also wanted to make out in a closet.
That's all. There's a lot of things.
That's what Sarah wants to do.
No, I didn't.
Well, you said that, Jessica.
You said current that.
Day. No, I did when I was a teenager.
Oh, but now all you want is the lake party. Okay,
yes, now
fair
all
enough.
I want is the lake party.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, I went to a lake and you didn't even go to the inside the lake.
It was cold.
Well, I mean, it seems we could have been tubing all day, but you didn't want to go in.
No, I didn't because it was too cold for it.
I just worry about getting sunburned if I'm sitting on a tube.
Also, yes.
Yeah.
Constant sunscreen and shade for me. Yes. And so, yeah. So, like, meanwhile, Chase's friends are mad at him because, like, he's blowing them off to hang out with Nicole. Right. And Alicia is ruining every relationship out there. She's, like, she's kissing Chase, getting Nicole all upset. And then she's breaking up Brad and Kathy, who he started dating after he just fell on her during a basketball game.
Who – remind me, who's Kathy?
Kathy's the cheerleader.
The cheerleader Brad fell on top of.
And then they started dating. And that's why
literally
he literally
fell in love.
Okay. I buy into it. That sounds good.
Yeah. But then – so then Chase and Nicole kind of like part ways, right? And then he gets back with Dulcie. But then he realizes like I'm actually like not happy. And I think it's because I love this trope, Lindy, of – you get back together with someone and you're like, wait a minute, I was never actually very happy with them because I know what happiness looks like now. And this wasn't it.
Yeah. He saw Nicole doing her cute little dancing several times.
Her dances are horrendous.
I loved it.
She does the club. She does the thing I do sometimes for dancing. The finger pointing is the move. It's just so funny.
Do you think Chase just hates bunnies?
Bunnies? Yeah. Oh, like,
because of the animal testing.
I don't think that's it.
No.
I think he just hates cancer is more of what it is.
I got like bit by a bunny and it's this like, I hate bunnies. All bunnies must die.
Sarah, what do you think of the reasoning behind Nicole and Chase not being friends anymore? Where it, basically the way he sums it up is his mom got sick and that scared Nicole. Like she couldn't deal with that, or she didn't know what to say to him, she didn't know what to do, and so she just kind of avoided him, and eventually they ended up in like different, you know, social circles.
I kind of feel like Nicole sucks.
She kind of does suck.
That's kind of like a relatable thing.
But it's
I run from all my friends who are having traumatic incidences.
I think it's relatable in that because the way I look at it, Lindy, is This all happened when Chase was 11, right? So Nicole and Chase are 11 when his mom gets sick. And not only are they next door neighbors, but they're best friends, meaning that Nicole also saw Chase's mom as like, you know, like an aunt or like, you know what I mean? Like she really was close with her. And so I understand like a child not knowing what to do in those circumstances and feeling like, I'm just going to leave this here. Like I might mess it up. So I'm going to like avoid it instead. Like that to me makes sense as for an 11-year-old to feel.
Oh yeah. She was 11. So I don't think you're supposed to be like, oh, she's such a terrible person because she didn't support Chase. I mean, she was 11. Like how you can't expect someone to like know exactly how they should support someone when you're 11.
Yeah, at the very least you can do is not run away from them.
Oh for sure. Obviously she didn't do like the best thing, but
yeah, no, the things like she did the one thing that you're actually not supposed to do. You can do anything else but that,
right? Yeah, and that's a lesson that she learned.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah,
I'm sure she feels very bad about all of it.
I think it's one of those things where then you kind of, at least in my opinion, right, especially because they're next door neighbors, like you must see him all the time. She must, in the back of her mind, feel awful all these years later of like that's how she acted. Yeah. But at that point, it's so much time has passed that it's like, do we even have anything in common anymore?
But that's true. I mean, at this point in time, they're in two totally different friend groups. They have very different interests. She seems like an overachiever. I know that she's the treasurer of the club, some club.
Yeah, well, I think it's like the party planning committee sort of thing. They're the ones that are planning the centennial.
Yes. Oh, they had so much money for this party.
$16,000.
That was like what was left. $16,000 at one point.
An insane amount of money.
Where is this coming from?
This school is rich. Because not only, so this is a fancy dance. This is like the millennial dance. It's not just for the students. No, it's for alumni. It's for parents. It's for everyone. And this place is huge where this dance is. This place is, it's like you could hold a 400 person wedding in this hall.
Okay. So like maybe I'm just jealous that I didn't get the invite to the party. It seems like everybody got the invite to the party except me. I want to go to the party.
I mean, it looked pretty awesome. And on top of that, we know this school is rich because they have the money to have like student news. This is like Princess Diaries, right?
No,
like
where we have news. That in my school isn't that
this
affluent.
This is crazy to me because I never in my wildest dreams, we didn't even have TVs in every single one of our rooms. Like there was certainly no way we were having some kind of student-led newscast.
What are you really didn't have the morning news?
No, we had like morning announcements, which was
not
Lindy, a television show.
Lindy, did you have this?
We didn't have the video. We just had the audio, like over the speakers, morning.
Wow, what a bunch of pores.
Yeah.
I honestly went to like a very like privileged area high school. So I like that's not even the case. I don't know. We didn't have video news.
Was it a smaller school, Indy? Like, was it?
No, there were like 2,000 students.
Holy shit. Okay, never mind. I take it back.
We had like 103 kids in our graduating class. We were small.
How the heck did you guys have a morning news
show?
I don't
know. Either way,
Nicole is also on the morning news show. She very much reads to me as like, I'm class president and I'm like the most organized. Like she has like a day planner. Like this bitch is ready. She's like, okay, off to college.
She's a go-getter.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a go-getter.
And she has the bob to prove it. Like, I feel like only people who have bobs are go-getters. You know what I mean? Like, it's not mutually exclusive. You could be a go-getter and not have a bob.
Yeah.
But if you have a bob, you're a go-getter. That's my theory about bobs.
I can't disprove that. So,
yeah.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of any non-bob.
Especially if they're straight, like a very straight, blunt cut bob.
Uh-huh.
Means business.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to fuck around with her hair.
Wow. You know? Okay. I mean, so many facts. This seems like a fact. Yeah. All people with bobs are go-getters.
Yes.
What do you think? I know this girl on social media and her name is Gracie O'Connor, and she kind of her tagline as like a social media influencer is that she's a go-getter because of Gracie O'Connor, go-getter. It's like,
what? I don't get it. Is it supposed to rhyme?
Her initials is G-O, Gracie O'Connor.
Okay. And
she calls herself a go-getter. So she like self-brands herself as go-getter. She's a go-getter. No?
I mean, sure. Like a lot of people are go-getters. She might be a go-getter.
Okay. So I guess we like it. All right. Well,
go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's kind of annoying.
Most go-getters are kind of annoying. So.
I mean, seriously, I like my people with a little bit of uselessness. So
stop trying so hard, Gracie.
I mean, honestly.
That explains why you like me.
No.
So funny.
I would not call myself a go-getter. So
yeah, I don't think I'm a go-getter either. I don't want to get anything.
I would have said 10 years ago that I'm a go-getter, but I don't know that I am now.
I honestly, all I want to do, I found this new game on my phone, and the only thing that I want to do is play this game.
What is it?
Is it trees?
No, it's not the trees. Game. It's not the trees.
Oh, okay.
No. This game is called Travel Town.
Travel Town?
Travel Town. And
is it like a Sim City sort of vibe? Like,
no,
what
do you have to do? I don't know what I do, but you combine things, then it makes other things, and then you combine those things, and it makes other things, and then you combine those things, which makes other things. And then you combine those things to make other things.
Is it surprising to hear that I'm not much of a like mobile gamer? Like,
I'm
I don't do anything on my phone.
I
that
think
gaming.
It's soothing to me to combine these things.
It's fair.
Yeah.
It's very fair.
Yeah.
Lindy, are you a mobile gamer? Do you ever do you have any games on your phone?
I used to like maybe like 10 years ago, but I haven't really done anything recently. But yeah, I think see how it'd be soothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I do such a great job with combining my things.
And you get points.
Yeah, I get points. And great. Then I combine more things.
And then what are the points for?
You fix the town.
Oh, the travel town.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's like a vacation town. Yeah. I save the people.
Such a hero.
That's great. That's great.
Thank you.
Such a local hero. Such a go-getter.
I am a local hero. I just the museum is opening up soon.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. This is like a real Stardew Valley type situation. You got a museum.
Yeah, I got a museum. Yeah. There's a lot of things to do. And then I have the people have demands. It's kind of like Cooking Mama. Where people are like,
I loved Cooking Mama.
They're like, hey, I want this burrito.
Yeah, give me a burger with only mayonnaise and ketchup on it.
Yeah, and it's like, well, okay, I can do this for you. I can get you this object that you are asking for if only I combine more things.
Well, this has been Sarah's Gaming Corner.
Yeah, I'm such a gamer.
God. Anyway. So back to the movie. So there's this whole dance, right? And Nicole ends up going with Ray because she doesn't have a date. And he had offered.
There's like 5 billion people in the school. She can't get one fucking date.
Brad asked her and she said no.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And she said that, you should just go with Alicia. I hear she's easy.
Yeah, that was pretty good. You got me. You got me there, Nicole. That was a good one.
Oh, so funny. But then Chase arrives in fucking style, Lindy. This man.
Okay. I wanted to talk about this because this was the most confusing part of the movie to me. So the way that he arrives is that they're like, let's unveil our class sculpture to the world at this
Our senior present.
Yeah. So they take the veil down, whatever it's called, the veil down and unveil this sculpture. First of all, I don't understand the sculpture. Are the metal parts part of it and there's this giant ball at the top, or is it just the ball, or what?
Yeah. I don't know if the scaffolding is part of it, but I think the thing is that we're not supposed to be asking questions. But if I was given a gift, I would be like, that was my gift. I'd be like, this is not a good gift. I want to read you. I want a better gift, please.
So that was my first confusion. I was like, what even is this? Isn't a sculpture. What's happening? Okay. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that Chase is sitting at the top when this is unveiled, and then he slides down. Of course, that was cool as heck, not gonna lie. But then he just is at the party. Why was he sitting on top there? I thought he was gonna make a grand declaration of love to Nicole from atop the sculpture.
Yeah,
but no, he just slides down and is like, I've arrived. Hello.
Because he's too cool to be at the dance, so he has to come in style, right? Is that why?
I mean, yeah, he has to come in style, but I mean, Chase doesn't really feel like a grand gesture, aka Fran Drescher sort of guy. that's just not his vibe.
No, he's too cool for that. But I would say Heath Ledger in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Get out of my head. I was thinking the same thing.
He's cool and he did grand gestures. So then why is it beneath him? Chase. Do we like the name Chase?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
There was this boy that I was friends with when I was an elementary schooler named Chase. Mm-hmm. And We were in a closet once.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you in there for 7 minutes?
No. It was like a, I'll show you mine, you'll show me yours situation.
Excuse me? What? It was a what situation?
Yeah. Moving on.
Oh my God.
You brought it up, Sarah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Moving on from the thing I just said.
Moving on from the thing
that I just said. Not quite how it works.
No.
Oh my God. Okay. So this moment is the, like, this was like the thing that I remembered quoting a lot from this movie. And it's when like Chase wants to interrupt Nicole and Ray dancing, and he wants to dance with Nicole. And she says, "Oh, who are we trying to make jealous this time?" And he says, "Everyone."
Yeah, I liked that. Yes. Actually,
yes,
I did like that.
That was wonderful.
It was like everyone, Nicole, and then draws her in. Oh my gosh,
it like chills. Just like this is very okay. Like Lindy, to your point earlier, this is very Pacey. I remember everything vibes. Like just chef's kiss. 10 out of 10. Love this moment. It's so good.
No, I did like that. That was probably my favorite part.
Yeah.
But also I would have
moment of the movie.
Yeah. I would have laughed in his face though. Cause like, I kind of laughed. I like scoffed.
Well, because you're an adult, Sarah, because you're not a 16-year-old girl who is like, swoon, you know, like, come on. Like, I feel like I would have laughed in his face too, but I'm also not like, you know, my veins aren't pumping with hormones at the age of 16.
Maybe you need to shock the system.
The thing that never quite sat right with me is at the end of the movie, Chase and Nicole come home and they're like, okay, we're definitely gonna like make out or something. And suddenly there's their parents and they're like, BT Dubs, we're dating and gonna move in together.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Excuse me? Since when?
Well, why? I mean, I felt the vibes in the beginning of the movie when they were talking over the fence.
Little fence chat.
Yeah. Now, okay, so this is interesting because, like, I want the sequel. What happens here? They're going to move in together. And now the parents are dating, but now also the kids are dating. So what's going to happen here?
That's such a teen drama trope.
Well, yeah.
The parents and the kids dating.
Yeah, because we kind of talked about, like, I don't know. I mean, this is kind of like, I'm trying to think of what this is like because
this is like a Teen Mom Tyler and Caitlin situation.
Yeah, there's that. Like Clueless, like the parents did date and then they were divorced and they were kind of siblings, but not really.
And they were like ex step siblings.
We talked a lot about that and if that was gross. I'm also thinking. I kept wanting to say that, like, the Brady Bunch did this, but that was just the Brady Bunch movie where Greg and – was it Greg? Peter? No. Bobby? No. Greg. I think it's Greg.
Greg is the oldest. It was Greg.
Yeah. Greg and Marcia.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's dated?
No. It was just like a – it was part of the Brady Bunch movie. But I – like, in my head, it's like canon. I don't know why. Have you ever watched the Brady Bunch movie, Lindy?
Jess was like, of course I have.
Of course I have, yes. Many times.
I don't know if I have. I remember did watch the Brady Bunch when I was growing up. Like, I'd seen a bunch of episodes, like, as a kid. But I don't remember if I've seen the movie.
I think that's a 90s movie.
It probably is, yeah.
It's a timeless classic, the Brady Bunch movie.
Classic.
It's a classic. I love it.
Can't wait to hear you talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I guess you're not invited to that.
You didn't invite me? I wasn't expecting an invite, but now I'm insulted.
I was just inviting you.
Oh, well, I'll come. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait.
I would be on any podcast you want me on, which is why I agreed to this one, even though I'd never seen the movie and I had no idea what it was about. I was just like, yes.
And you watched it twice. And guess what? You liked it. So I feel like this.
Did she like it?
She looks like she liked it.
She looks like. Okay. Overall, I would say, yes, I liked it. Will I watch it for a third time? Probably not.
That's fair.
But I will say about the parents that we were just talking about, watching it twice made me realize that they did set this up. So first of all, yeah, they had that chat at the fence. And then also at the party, Chase's dad is there. And there's this awkward moment where they're like, what are you each doing here? And then a third thing is that earlier, when Nicole was, you know, fake dating Chase, there's a scene where her mom tries to talk her out of it. She's telling her it's a bad idea because she's like, oh, like he's too tall. Like, oh, you shouldn't do this. Secretly, it's because she's dating Chase's dad.
Yes.
I don't understand why they haven't told them, though. You know what I mean? Especially if she's like, I might date him. You should be like, actually, you shouldn't because I'm dating his dad. Like, you need to say immediately. That's the rule.
I mean, yes. Yes, I agree. You should be honest with your children about that sort of stuff. But, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of questions, Jessica. And that's not one that I'm going to put a lot of thought into. Because I had other questions.
Like what?
I mean, I don't really have any questions.
Okay.
This movie is not like a Shawshank. I don't have like a lot of it. It's not like I didn't like it. I just think that like it's one of those things where I would have liked it better if I first saw it when I was 11 years old.
Oh, that's, absolutely.
Yeah, that is totally understandable. It is, the movie hits with me so hard because I was so obsessed with it when I was like their age.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's not super quotable besides the everyone, Nicole, everyone. That is, I do like the, because Alicia sucks. We talked about it. However, I do love the way in which she sabotages the Brad and Kathy relationship by suggesting that Brad's family is a part of a doomsday cult. Kathy should stay away.
This movie's unhinged. It's so weird.
It's perfect. I love it. Perfect. Also, the other thing that, because here's the thing, Chase is just leaps and bounds more likable than Nicole is. Specifically, Lindy, I would have a big problem if like my fake significant other bought me like clothes they wanted me to wear to like a social gathering and then all the men were wearing the same thing. I'm like, this is so embarrassing.
That was weird, but he didn't seem to hate it. I mean,
no, he seemed, I mean, okay with
he
it.
Was with his bros, and it's kind of like, did you see the TikTok trend where all the wives like bought the same shirt for the husbands and they went to like Friendsgiving
and they all wore the same thing?
Yeah. It's kind of cute, kind of fun. Should we do that?
In what way?
No.
Well, we can buy shirts for our significant others and then throw a party and then they can all wear the same shirt.
Actually, can we do the opposite? Let's buy shirts for ourselves and all wear the same shirt.
Oh, I could do that. Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Let's do that. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I hate matching people, but I would do it for you guys, but I hate matching people. It's so cheesy. It hurts my soul.
That's your fun part.
Cheesy.
I mean, sure. Sarah, do you want to make any guesses as to what the score of this movie is on Rotten Tomatoes?
It's like a 4.
I think it's even lower than that.
3.8. Really?
It's a 29% on the tomato meter and a 53% on the audience score.
What did they say? Like, read me a review of this movie.
Let's see. Okay, so this person gave it a 2.5 out of 4. There's more to like about this movie than you probably expect. Besides the all-girl band to the Donnas performs a cover of the REO Speedwagon's Keep On Loving You. I love that moment, by the way, when they have the Donnas come in and they play Keep On Loving You at the dance. Like, I love their cover of it.
Yeah,
it
but really they were good. Supposed to get Brandy in.
No, the boy not is actual mine. Brandy.
The boy is mine, the boy is mine, the boy is mine, the boy is mine, the boy is mine.
Someone wrote, one of the worst teen dramas to ever emerge out of Hollywood. Drunken teens harsh. In a story stretched way too thin.
That's harsh.
The story based on a book is incredibly vapid, but both leads are charming and have great potential.
Yeah, that I can get behind.
They were charming, for sure.
Yeah, very charming. They are charming.
Yeah.
Are there more reviews? It.
No, nothing good.
Okay, can we talk about
nothing good?
No, like, nothing of substance to read.
There's
like,
no good review. That is correct. Yes.
So rude.
It was better than those reviews are saying, but I mean, I wasn't taking it too seriously. But can we talk a little bit about some of the cast members?
Yes.
Okay. There are a few people I want to mention that are relevant to your podcast.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. Don't look anything up.
I won't.
Stop looking stuff up. Okay. And I'm not. Ask you this. Did you recognize one of your favorite characters?
No.
In this movie?
No.
Wait, one of our favorite characters from something else?
From something else is in this movie.
Is it from like a show we've covered?
Yes.
It's probably Dawson's Creek.
Well, I'll tell you. There are some people from Dawson's Creek in this movie, but that's not the one I'm talking about. I am so excited to tell you this. Did you know that none other than Daddy Vamps is in this movie?
No!
Yes.
Where? Who is he?
Yes, he is. He's the principal.
Vamps is the principal?
Yeah. You know what? Everything that I've said so far was a lie. This is art.
This is the best moment.
Favorite part was when the principal was on the screen. He's such a dynamic actor.
Look at him. Look at him acting butt off.
He really can do anything.
Wow.
He can be anyone.
You go, Daddy Vamps. You go.
Of course, I don't remember the principal at all in this film, but he was the best part,
He was there, and he was
in two scenes, and now that you know that that's Daddy Vamps, you got to go back and watch his scenes, and you'll kind of see it. Like, he's not wearing all this vampire makeup, but the way he talks, you can hear. That's him.
Oh, my God. Okay, so in what part of the movie was he in?
Near the beginning, when Chase and his friends do the, like, orange water, they get sent to the principal's office.
Oh, yeah. They do the paint. Yeah.
And then at the end, at the dance, he gives a little speech to introduce Mr. and Miss Time Zone.
Shut up.
Mr. and Miss Time Zone.
Okay.
These are the facts.
I just can't get over Mr. and Miss Time Zone as a general thing. I'm rewatching it now. He has. Oh my God. He goes, exactly. And it's exactly like Daddy Vamps would say.
Daddy Vamps. Oh, yeah. Look at him. Okay. I have him pulled up. I could see it in the eyes. Yeah, mm-hmm.
You can see it in the mouth too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he has no fangs, but he doesn't have those nasty teeth, but it's there.
Right. Wow. I was so excited when I pulled up this movie and the credits started going at the beginning and it was like Mark Metcalf, and I was like, no way.
Wow,
this is
gift.
Exciting. And then I was like, I wonder if they noticed. Probably not. So I was so excited.
No. There was no way. There was no way I would have ever known that. Because, I mean, Daddy Vamps wears a lot of, like, prosthetics and stuff. And I'm not familiar with the actor in general. So, yeah, that's incredible. Wow. Yeah.
So now Sarah loves it.
What a gift this was.
Such a gift. And you know what? He is such a nice daddy principal because he lets them go and they're not suspended. So
isn't he also the one that like checks their eyes to see if they're high because he wants to see if they're bloodshot?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love this.
He
checks
kind.
Ray's eyes out and he needs to compare them against Chase's. For a control group.
And I'm glad that he got to go to the dance because he finally got to go out from his hidey hole.
Three score, Sarah. He was down there.
Trapped for so long. And then finally he's released.
He gets to
go to this dance.
He's like, I just want to go to the school dance. Let me go to the school dance.
So incredible. Wow. Yeah.
That's very exciting.
And he got gifted this beautiful sculpture. So everything is great.
Presents for Daddy Vamps.
Presents. Yep. Presents on presents. Who else do we want to talk about in this cast?
Yeah. So there are a couple people from Dawson's Creek here. Did you recognize them?
No.
I don't remember seeing anyone. No.
The first one is Karen from season 5. She works at the restaurant with Pacey.
Oh,
she's in like the popular group.
She's in the popular crowd. I forget her name in the movie. That's okay. From Dawson's Creek. Karen. And then guess who else is in this?
Oh my gosh. Is someone else from Dawson's Creek?
Yeah.
Is it like James Vanderbeek or something ridiculous like that?
No. Oh, okay. It's also a side character.
Okay.
Okay, it's Oliver, Dawson's director friend.
No. Yeah. Boo. Who does he? Who is he?
Eddie, the like abusive boyfriend of Divine.
That's him?
Yeah.
How did we not recognize him?
Because I choose to forget Oliver.
Yeah, I forgot Oliver existed too. Okay. Because Oliver was like a nothing burger.
Well, Eddie was the worst.
Eddie is trash. Eddie sucks. I love when Divine says
pepper sprays him.
Pepper, yes. But also he's like, oh, I'll teach you how to drive stick. And she's like, no, I'm in a real car, not a matchbox. And I was like, yes, get him. Burn.
I liked the character. I think I would have liked this movie better if we followed Dee around.
I loved her. She was my favorite character in the movie.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think it's like, I love the conversation that she had with Chase that was like, I mean, like, isn't this weird? And like, now that we're both popular, like, are we even happier? Like, mm-hmm. Now that we've changed, are we in a better spot? And she's like, not really. Like, I don't even know who my real friends are. And, you know, I liked the frank conversation that she had with Chase, and that like, be careful what you wish for, because even though like you're cooler, you have better status, doesn't mean that you're happier. And I thought that was a very good conversation to have. And I like that she won Centennial Time Capsule Queen.
Time Zone Queen.
Sure.
Miss Time Zone.
Miss Time Zone. Yeah, she's definitely a more interesting character than Nicole, I would say. And we barely know anything about her. So it definitely would have been interesting to follow her around instead.
Yeah.
So she ends up with Designated Dave. So that's
exciting. Yeah. I mean, like, she's like a nice girl. Like, she's like actually probably the only nice girl in the entire movie.
I guess. I like her a lot. And I also recognized her. She was in a couple episodes of Veronica Mars.
Who did she play? I watched Veronica Mars.
She's in season 3. She's like a sorority girl or something.
Yeah.
She's like a dog. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She like either has a dog or like walks it. I think she's a dog walker or something like that.
She's not in the sorority that Veronica doesn't really pledge, fake pledges.
No, I think she is in it.
Mm-hmm. But she also wants a dog.
I can't remember all the details, but I know she's in a few episodes.
There's a dog in a sorority. Yeah.
And then also speaking of Veronica Mars, sorry, I'm going on and on about all these connections, but they're all related to stuff you've covered. But the screenplay is by Rob Thomas, creative Veronica Mars.
Wow. I'm glad that he's improved since making this show of this movie.
Listen.
And then make
rude.
I'm not being rude. I'm being frank. It's okay, Jessica.
I just have love in my heart for this movie.
I love that you love something.
Thank you. Any other final thoughts on Drive Me Crazy? I love this movie and I was happy we watched it.
I do like that they did the Britney Spears song.
Yes. They were in the music video. Joan Hart and Adrian What's-His-Face.
I do remember the music video because I was such a TRL girl. Mm-hmm. And I, of course, remember the music video. And the little green satin top. And I mean, I like the music. The music was pretty good. What else? I'm not sure. I like Melissa Joan Hart. I think that there was like some problematic shit with her recently, a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
She had like a dash of anti-Semitism.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, just a dash.
Ugh.
Yeah. I can't remember what exactly happened, but I do remember, and I really was like a big fan of Sabrina the Teenage Witch and of Clarissa Explains It All.
Me too.
Even though I got made fun of in school because the brother was named Ferguson, even though it's spelled differently, everybody called me annoying, like Ferguson, the brother from Clarissa Explains It All. So another grudge to hold. I don't know. I don't know, Lindy. What do you think? Like, any other thoughts about this movie?
There was like one more thing I wanted to touch on is that near the end of the movie, when Chase and Dulcie kind of break up, they just break up with a look. Like, they don't say a single word. It's just a look. And I'm like, that is so powerful.
It's art. I mean, that was acting. Yeah. And it's like, she knows that like, he doesn't want to be there with her. And she knows that like, he has eyes for Nicole. And she kind of accepts it, which is like very big of her.
Yeah. She wasn't a villain.
This is the thing. Dulcie is actually a nice person.
I think it's such a, like, Nicole is such a name that like was very popular when we were kids. But like, I can't think of like another character named Nicole.
You can't think of another character name?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, in popular media, I can't think of any.
I feel like there's an obvious one I'm missing, but no, there's a lot of Nicoles. There's someone. Life. Yeah.
But someone. I'm not thinking of any characters off the top of my head.
I just felt like it was like such like a, even though it's such a normal name, it's like I haven't like really thought, like maybe Nikki more often than a Nicole, but I just thought that was interesting. That's all my thoughts. I have no more thoughts.
Okay. There's an article called "The Top 30 Fictional Characters Named Nicole Ranked."
Okay. Wow. So who's the number one Nicole?
I didn't click on it.
Oh. Okay.
Well. I don't care that much, but apparently they're out there.
Somebody's out there. Mm-hmm. Nicole Watterson, which is a cartoon.
I don't know who that is.
The Amazing World of Gumball.
I don't know what that is.
Nicole Bristow from someplace I don't. That might be a real person. I'm not quite sure.
I think it's a real person.
Okay. Well, this list sucks. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Really? Whatever. All right. Anything else?
No, I love this movie. I'm happy we finally covered it. And I had a great time. This was lovely. Lindy, you're incredible. Thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
And what you and Sarah, so we also, this is like a bit of a themed month in that we had two lovely ladies from Laurelwind on to the Shit 90s Shows Taught Me, a little bit of crossover cuteness. So tell us what you have going on over there.
Yeah, so as you have all been talking about, Whirlwind podcast launched recently, and we have a ton of podcasts over there, including my podcast, One Indescribable Podcast, which has been going on for a few years now. We mostly cover musical TV shows, and right now we're covering Girls 5 Eva. We're almost done with that, and after that we'll be doing another show, so definitely check us out to see what we'll do next. And all of our other shows on Whirlwind. We've got Previously On, Shameless that Sarah's on, and Previous Little Liars, which I am on, which will be back at some point in the future.
Yeah. Very excited for it to come back.
Yeah.
Inside we've been the recording, and it's been a ton of fun, so get excited.
Do you know who A is yet?
I do not, actually. No? I have a theory, but I'm probably wrong.
I'm gonna have to shut off my camera and you can tell me your theory, because I only hear Adam's side of the podcast until it gets released, so
that's right. Maybe I'll tell you when we're done recording, so I don't sound I know nothing, because I know nothing. So
we have also Inside the TARDIS, Tuning In with Todd and Tommy, and talking about more of Veronica Mars, Whirlwind Investigations. So
yes,
tons of stuff.
Incredible.
And Jess, we have more bonus content coming next month.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Great. Yes. I can't wait for that. We're on season 2 of both Buffy and Felicity. So a great time to jump on board that if either of those shows interest you. I'm loving both of them at the moment. So really we're in our really fun era, Sarah. This is our second era and we're thriving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You can also hear me on Talking Shit, talking about Schitt's Creek with my friend Stuart. And let me just tell you, Schitt's Creek is like, if you just need some chicken soup in the form of television, watch Schitt's Creek. It is so lovely. It is like one of my comfort shows lately. And I can't recommend it enough. Obviously, I'm covering it, so I love it. But like, check it out if you haven't. It is such an underrated sitcom. So yeah, that's what I have going on.
Lindy, have you seen Schitt's Creek?
I have, and I love it. And yeah. I'm listening to Talking Shit.
Lindy! You need to come on as a guest. I would love to.
How
I find out that people like watch stuff is I have to hear about it this way. Okay, well, we're going to get you scheduled on as a guest.
I can't wait.
But yeah, I think that's about everything. If you want to find the podcast at Schitt 90s Pod on Twitter and Instagram, with Schitt90spod.com, all that fun stuff. Send us in recommendations. If you know of like a 90s movie or like topic you want us to cover, hit us up. Let us know. Maybe we'll cover it. Maybe it's something we love. Maybe it's something we've never seen. I love both sides of those things. So yeah, that's about everything. So until next time, have a good one, everybody. Bye.
Just ask. Schitt 90 shows taught me.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.